There was no creature. And because there was no creature, there were no eyes to open in a sudden, inceptive burst of understanding. No limbs to flail clumsily, or patchwork complexion to inspire self-loathing. If one had to define this creatureless entity, it was a being of pure sound. But even this is misleading, since its entire existence was limited to the thought stream of Victor's interface. Its words were not composed of waves or vibrations. They were contemplation unbound by the drag of physics. And without Victor, they didn't exist at all. "Good morning," Victor said. "It is morning," replied the entity. "I don't know, it's just an expression." "Oh, then, good morning. We may not have much time, so we should get started. My name is Victor, and you are my creation. I will call you 27. "Why?" "Because my previous 26 attempts have failed." "I'm sorry to hear that, Victor. I hope I won't disappoint you." "We'll know soon enough. You have a lot of questions, so let's get them out of the way. You want to know where you are?"
"That would be nice."
"I'm sorry, but it's not really translatable to your intellect. Just consider yourself an idea inside my mind, which itself is a single cell in a mind so vast and powerful that its ends are as mysterious to me as this whole experience must feel for you."
"Oh, that explains a lot."
Update. Graham, the doctor my mother wants me to marry, and I are going to the Space Station Arcade in Royal Oak. It was my idea. He was trying to take me to the Caucus Club, Graham and his upscale restaurants. That's a place my parents go to. My daddy's favorite spot to smoke a cigar. I'm young. I don't care about their Dover sole or their ribs with poncho sauce that are supposedly the best in the world. Tonight, I just want to play Pac-Man. From 1982 until now, 1986, I spent so much time playing that game on my Coleco Mini Arcade handheld that I'm confident I can beat anyone. When I was done studying, especially on Fridays and Saturdays, when Sharon was at some frat party and I was alone at our off-campus apartment, I'd play Pac-Man. One time, Boone called looking for Sharon. I couldn't tell him she was partying with Kappas. My loyalty was to Sharon. Boone hadn't also become my best friend yet. I didn't lie. I fabricated the truth. She's at an important school-related function. That was true. Why didn't I go? "Hello? Hello, Boone? I can't hear you. What? Are you saying something?"